Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring him here on the NFL Draft Blast. And it's a great time for a lot of these guys. Bowl season is finally concluded. Alabama with the 26-23 win over Georgia, and now the big games start in terms of Shrine Game, NFLPA, Senior Bowl in 2 weeks. And today's guest, Avonte Maddox from Pitt, he'll be arriving down there at St. Pete's, Florida, and he'll be rubbing elbows with NFL scouts as they get to know him a little bit better. But with that said, Avonte, we appreciate you taking some time. You're pretty jacked up knowing you're going to be in the sun down in Florida in a couple days, practicing in front of NFL eyes.
Yeah, pretty jacked up, you know.
Excellent stuff. And, I cover the Panthers, so I've seen you since you've arrived, in Pittsburgh. And, I always love seeing what you did out there. Number 14 was always a pleasant anchor to that secondary, and I know you'll be missed. But, what's it like knowing that your time as a Panther? I mean, you'll always be a Panther, but just in terms of collegiate football, that you know you won't be lining up there at Heinz Field as a Pittsburgh Panther anymore. You're off to the NFL.
I really enjoy my time there. Honestly, I wouldn't choose another school if I can do it again. And good tradition there, and the coaches and players and fans. And I can honestly say I really enjoy my time there, my 4 years there.
Yeah. And yeah, a lot of success. You guys did a lot of great things, and like I said, you should be proud of what you did. For you, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, I mean, were you always a little bit better than all the other kids growing up in terms of athleticism?
I had a few kids on our team that's playing D1 football now, and we kind of grew up together, and we got a good history with each other, but going against other teams, yeah, we went to the Pop Warner, we went down to Florida and to the ESPN Worldwide thing, and we had our days.
Excellent stuff. So I'm sure you played both sides of the football growing up. At what point in your football life do you kind of start, playing defensive back and knowing that this is the role that's going to, get you the farthest?
Kind of my senior year in high school. I mean, I played both sides still, but then as I was talking to my coaches, they said, I got good hits, so I figure I'd be a good DB in college. And, I had chances for play offense and go to schools to play offense and go to schools to play defense, so I chose to play defense.
Excellent stuff. And, since you said that, I'm going to do this now because I'm there every week. I watch you every game, and this is funny. I'm going to take you. This is what I took. I jotted these notes down you at the home games. This is against YSU.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I put these are the notes on number 14. Did a great job of shutting down number 4. Shows toughness in run game. Hustles to the ball. Opens his hips clean. So I guess you do got great hips, right?
Yeah.
When you said that, I'm like, I'm reading it right now. It's in my notes. I'm looking at the computer, and he said open hips. I'm like, I'm telling you, the guy really opens his hips. Yeah, I'll give you another one. I'll take you to Oklahoma. I know you guys gave up some passing yards against Rudolph, but interception you made was you showed fantastic athleticism, I thought, on the INT against Rudolph. That was my take from that particular game. Let's see, NC
yeah.
State versus Pitt. Where we got number 14. This is what I put for you. Quietly does his job, contested on a few passes today with tight coverage. So I just thought, just a quiet day. I think that's how you go about your business. It's not a rude thing. I admired watching you play. You're just so subtle back there. You kind of make it look easy. It's not a struggle. You just kind of go about your business, and, you're not showboating or anything.
Yeah.
It's just 14 getting the job done. So, but again, I could go on. I mean, I got all, let's see, one more. I'll give you, did not play against Virginia.
Yeah.
And let's see, when I got you. I got you against Miami. This is what I put for Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe the best game of the year. Sack fumble to steal the win. Solid coverage all day. That was my man.
Yeah. That was a fun game there.
Yeah. So I took care of you, man. I mean, those are my notes on you all year, so I didn't, you know, I could have been hard. I mean, imagine if I didn't think you were any good. This has probably been hanging up. It would just been me for the rest of the show. Once again, Avonte Maddox, Pitt Panthers standout DB. He's going down to the East-West Shrine Game. It's one of the finest invitations any collegiate kid can get as they make their path towards that next level. And he'll be down there in St. Pete's next week practicing and rubbing elbows with scouts as they break this kid down and, you know, they get to know him on a one-on-one basis. For you personally, I mean, if you're in the film with these guys, these NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, if they're breaking down tape, what are the qualities that they're going to see where they're going to say, man, we're going to have to use a pick on this kid?
First off, I think I'm very competitive. And I mean, you can see it in the film. I never give up, and I'm always willing to compete at end of plays, beginning of plays. And I'm good speed, hips, and I'm very smart, like, when it comes to watching film and knowing formations and plays. I use that to advantage, you know. Now they look at me as a little guy, but I already know that's going to be a thing. But, hey, I like it, you know. It's even bigger competition and competitiveness out of me, so.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, and this is just your opportunity to share with, you know, scouts if they're listening. I mean, what about Avonte Maddox don't they know about that they can't see on film? And I know you mentioned film study could be your workout warrior. Maybe some things you guys did defensively that you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, what do these guys need to know about that's a big plus that they should know?
I know when I get to the league, I won't be looked at as an outside guy, but one thing I know is I can play the nickel spot. And remember my school, I was considered one of the better corners, so they leave me on the outside. But if I had a chance, I always wanted to play that nickel spot. I know I could play it, and I figure that's probably one of the things I could tell people that I could actually play the nickel.
Excellent stuff, man. That's why we love having you guys on. This is your showcase, man. We want scouts to know as much positive information about our guests as they can. When you make your way down to St. Pete's, I'm sure you might be somewhere right now or maybe afterwards. Do you plan on staying at school, or are you going to one of the facilities to do some combine prep?
Yeah, I graduated already, so I'm just
training
now. Yeah.
Awesome. Where are you training at?
Exos in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, Exos. Fantastic facility. How long you been down there?
Yeah. I've been a couple of weeks now. Love it so far.
Right.
Great
right.
people.
Have you been there long enough where Avonte Maddox is taking his shirt off and trying to check himself in the mirror a little bit more?
not long enough. Getting there.
And I'm curious, I mean, your bio says what, 5'9", 180, is that right where you are? And I mean, do you plan on, you can't change your height, but do you plan on adding or just kind of maintaining that weight?
I'm planning on playing between 180, 185. I wish I could change my height. You know, I wasn't blessed with the 6 foot, but it's all right.
Nice. But see, you're not small. Like, when I see you, you're even on the field, I mean, you know, some guys look small. You're not a small guy. I mean, I know the height is the height, but I don't know. Some guys are small. I mean, you're not. To me, when I see you, I don't see a small DB. I just, you know, I'm not saying I see a 6'1" Patrick Peterson, but by no stretch of the imagination, though, do I see a small guy by any stretch. Awesome stuff. Do you get comparisons? I mean, do your teammates, your friends, your coaches, they ever say, hey, Avonte, you know, like, we're watching this guy. I mean, you kind of remind us of him. Or is there anybody you just really enjoy watching at the next level?
Well, at the next level, I like watching Brent Grimes. This year I had a good time watching Desmond King at the nickel. He played really well. And it's just been a few guys. Tim Jennings, I watch him a lot, smaller corner. And it's a few guys I watch.
Definitely, and pretty tough guys. And I could definitely see the Brent Grimes, especially kind of the size comparisons as well to what you're doing. St. Pete's, I mean, what was it like getting that invitation? I mean, you know how valuable it was, but where were you and what was your reaction? I know it had to be excitement, but, I mean, who'd you call when you found out, and just kind of take us through that moment?
I got it through an email, and I was at home, so I wasn't far away from my family. I was right there with them. I was able to tell them right away, and of course, I was excited. Opportunity to play in a big game, big All-Star game for seniors, and just a chance to be willing to showcase on all you need is really an opportunity. And I was blessed to get an opportunity to play in the All-Star game, and very thankful for it.
Definitely. And I'm going to give you some advice because I'm down there at the Shrine game, and then I'll be going to the Senior Bowl. But when you get down there, when you're at the Trade Winds Hotel, it's going to be packed with scouts. They're all going to be in the lobby. You'll get the drift when you get down there. But please, these guys want to talk to you. They want to know Avante Maddox as much as they can. So make sure you – I know it's a long, tiring week. You're going to have practice and meetings. It's going to be nonstop because they keep you busy. But make sure you go down to that lobby and let those scouts know that you're available for a handshake and a sit-down, I think, because these guys are waiting to talk. And everyone that listens to the show, if they're new to it, they always maybe tweet us or you know, whatnot, and they're like, you know. But it's crazy to know that, you know, the guys maybe be up in their room sleeping and the scouts are down in the lobby hoping that Avante Maddox walks past so they can grab you for a quick minute. So my advice to you is make sure that, like I said, you make the most of that opportunity. For you, I mean, when does it – I mean, I guess what's your mindset right now, Avante? I mean, does it feel like it's a million miles away? Does it feel like it's like smack in your face? Does it change day in? I mean, what's the mindset of you, you know, how you kind of go about this every day?
Well, I'm living in the now, you know. I'm taking it a step at a time, embracing it all. Right now I'm training, learning techniques on how to run 40s and shuttles and L drills and things like that, bench press. And so right now that's where I'm at. At the same time, making sure I condition a little bit for the All-Star game coming up this week and, you know, prepping for things like that. So right now I'm just in the now. I'm not trying to look too far ahead. I'm not trying to take a step back. So that's where I'm at.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Pitt Panthers standout defensive back. We're going to miss seeing number 14 doing what he did best, and that's protect the secondary for the Panthers. Avante Maddox, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available to download or listen to again at your leisure at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in Avante Maddox, NFL Draft Blast. It'll pop up for you, or you can go to college2pro.com, go to DB's 2018 NFL Draft Prospects. You'll find his bio that includes this particular interview. It'll be a one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path towards the next level. With that said, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun, throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let me have
them. All right. Now, Coach Narduzzi, fantastic guy. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Narduzzi? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Yeah. I got a couple guys I would.
Who does the best one?
I'm going to give it to probably either there wasn't what, either Dwayne Hendricks or Amir Watts. Them two, they do a first stage perfect.
Awesome. And I mean, does he enjoy it? Does he have fun with it?
Yeah, he laughs it off and he joke around with you, give you a shove. He enjoys it. It's always good to
awesome.
Get a little laugh, and them guys always laughing.
Yeah, definitely. Smiles work, man. How about this one, Avante? I think this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to lunch?
I'm taking out Rihanna.
Ah, there you go. All right. She's always our second place finisher. We always tally up the names, and then before our last show, before the draft, we announce who wins. Usually it's Beyonce. Like every year it's Beyonce. But one time Rihanna actually dethroned her. So Rihanna gets the vote tonight. We had a show earlier today, and it was funny because he said Oprah, and then I said you're like probably the 10th guy that said Oprah. He goes, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, usually it's Beyonce, Rihanna, and Megan Good. And then he joked. He goes, I said Oprah. He goes, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to say. I wanted to sound smart. So he's, you know, or something. So, but he goes, I wanted to pick Rihanna. So it's kind of two Rihanna votes. Actually, it was Trayvon Chapman. He was a Pitt recruit, but obviously, you know, things happened. He went off to Akron. So basically, two Pitt guys tonight. And then the final question for you, Vontae, your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything sprayed on there, any kind of idea, any kind of theme, what would you want to, you know, what would you want to be seen on those things?
That's a good question here. I'll either probably put H2P on there, or I'll put my favorite superhero on there, the Flash. I get his little lightning bolt on there. I like him. But other than that, yeah, that's a good one. Right. I probably have to think about that one.
Yeah, I tell you, that's what you got. All the guys that come on the show, that's what you guys usually say. It's, you know, you guys are usually like, I mean, I have to think. Like I said, a lot of thought goes in. When I ask that question, you guys aren't just saying something just kind of get through it. It's something like, man, what am I going to put on those? But
that's a good question.
I sincerely. Yeah, we try, man. We try. Like I said, this ain't Oprah. I mean, you're here on the C2P, so we know. I'm sure she would have some more genuine questions. But hey, man, I love what you brought to the Panthers defense. I'm gonna miss seeing number 14 out there. But hey, I will see you down at St. Pete's. Can't wait to just shake your hand, tell you good luck, and like I said, man, we like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Avonte Maddox, standout Pitt Panthers defensive back. And I love how he opened the show saying his coaches said he had, you know, great hips. And, I mean, right off the YSU game, I mean, that's the first thing I had. Well, the last part of the notes I had opened his lean and said he just does everything well. And I can't, you know, he just makes it look easy. Just all his qualities just blend, and it's just a very sound defensive back. That's what I loved about him. I mean, you know, you're not going to say he's the fastest guy. You're not going to say he's the biggest guy. You know, but when you put it all together, the total package of Avonte Maddox as a DB is a pretty damn sound defensive back. He's tough. He's gritty. He has athleticism. He does things. He's smart. He's not a knucklehead. He does things the right way. And that's what NFL teams want. They want, you know, a guy that they can count on. I think they're going to find this guy in number 14. And who knows what his number will be at the next level. Again, a shout-out to Avonte Maddox. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.